Blog Talk Radio.
Harley Davidson, don't we? Well, this is Norm at Night, and I'm here, and hopefully you're out there listening, and we can talk about kinds of stuff tonight. Shall we get Wiener right out of the way? Or is it Weiner? I'm not 100% sure. Well, the Wiener is a Weiner, or is the Weiner a Wiener? Well, lots of people have seen his wiener, so I guess it's Weiner's wiener or Wiener's Weiner. I don't know, but this is just getting out of hand. Country's about to bankrupt, and all we're worrying about is who's taking off their shirt or who's sending a picture of themselves to somebody. It is just, to be perfectly blunt, out of control. If you have a feeling or something else about Representative Wiener, why don't you just give us a call here at 347-945-6713. And we'll be glad to entertain your thoughts. The district doesn't think he should resign. I don't know. I could care less. I guess if he was my congressman, I'd care about how he votes on spending. I much more than who he sends a nudie picture of himself to. Can you imagine? Well, I don't know. It's utterly beyond me. How many people out there have ever sent their picture to a stranger on Facebook or to a chat room or IRC? I don't know. It is utterly astounding to me. And if you're a person in a public place, just why would you make yourself subject to blackmail like that? I don't know. 347-945-6713 is the number. Let's see who's in the Norm at Night chat room. Oh, boy. Hey, the cult tonight. He'll be tuning in later on a lot of views about the wiener. Or is it the Weiner? Or maybe he's a sailing hot dog. I don't know. If there has ever sent you a picture of himself and you're out there listening, oh, my God, wouldn't that be wonderful? Why don't you just call Norm at Night at 347-945-6713. And that would, and we'll talk to you right here on the Norm at Night show about what you think of the representative, because it really is pretty funny. We got five lines open. Well, what else can we talk about tonight on the show? Well, we could talk about maybe we should start coming on earlier, because I'm sure you're tired of hearing me yawning. But we got five lines open, 347-945-6713. We got 25 minutes remaining. Let me see what I can find in the headlines right now, because I'm not really sure what's going on in this world, since like about 9% of other unemployed Americans. Well, I'm sorry, but like about 9% of the American population that is unemployed, your host, the Big N, Normie, is looking for a job. You know, the other thing I was thinking about, Representative Weiner, maybe, I guess, call him Randy Johnson because he's got a big unit. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that joke. Representative Weiner, the big unit. Or is it Representative Weiner, the big unit? Weiner or Weiner? Okay, I won't make the joke anymore. But if you have thoughts on Representative Weiner, why don't you give us a call at 347-945-6713. Uh-oh. I'm the Virginia winner for June 7th trying to get to... I don't want to be a winner. I want to go to... doesn't that just, you know, you want to go to something simple like the Washington Post, you know, and you get these things. I don't care. I care. Well, I'm not even getting anything good on Twitter anymore, you know. I'm following 200 people by now, and to be honest, I'm getting a little bored with it. Still nobody in the chat room. How many of you all out there have Twitter accounts? It seems it's becoming very popular. Blogs are becoming very popular. Everybody's tweeting, everybody's blogging, and Senator Weiner is showing off the big unit. I am obviously fascinated by this whole thing. And let me see if I can get one more. WashingtonPost.com. Let's see if I can get it to be. Here we go. Oh, isn't it so much fun? Affection building effort here. What are we going to learn? Why do we always pick losers? So let's see what it says in the Washington Post about Representative Weiner. Representative Weiner and her e-fair. That's the headline here in the Post. Oh, it's in the lifestyle. Dog. You know, the other interesting thing before we go to this Representative Weiner article, in some news, how many of our lady listeners out there are going to go slut? There was a great article in the Sunday Post about a slut walk, and slut walks have become very popular. And I'd like to know, they started in Toronto, and they're actually a protest about the idea that how women are dressed says something about their character and what rights they have. If they dressed enticingly, does that give you a right to rape them? Of course it doesn't. And but the slut walk is still fun to watch. Oh my listen to this. A week into this, speaking about the Representative Wiener affair, the bulge analysis, the certitude, the puns that pretended never but were always one name, Wienergate. And there is finally resolution. He confessed. It's now time to analyze exactly what's been going on here. Now, this is according to the Washington Post. Here's what we've been with. We've been dealing with four sad, grainy photos of Representative Anthony Weiner, Democrat in New York, in various states of undress. Pathetic. And the pathetic man tried best to look sexy. He sat shirtless desk. He sat shirt on the couch. In one particularly artful photo, he sat next to a picture of a dog in a sweater and held up a piece of paper with an arrow pointing to his own face. It said, "Me." He apparently sent these photos to a single mom named Megan Bussard, who responded with her own grainy prints. He also texted with several other women. He was guilty, but of what? Here's what do you think? What is Senator Wiener guilty, or excuse me, Representative Wiener guilty of? Is there a difference between our real lives and our online lives? Oh, my gosh. I can't read this anymore, but it does raise a very interesting question here. What is the, we got a call coming in.
Is this the Wiener Station?
Hey, this is the, what are you, Wiener?
Yeah, I won't talk about the Wieners.
Okay, well, is it a Salen or a Malecki's?
Well, it's the nice ones with the natural casings. You know what I mean.
I like the natural casings.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, I got tired of this a long time ago, but, you know, it's going to go on for a while yet. As long as Breitbart claims to have the photo, the revealing photo, that's enough to probably force Anthony off the, you know, I think he will resign, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't think he will.
Well, you know, the problem is that he's going to be ostracized in the House. I mean, they're just now, no one's going to want to talk to him, you know. Much like what happened to Larry Craig. Everybody wanted Larry Craig out of there, and the guy wouldn't leave. So they just cut him off, you know.
I don't remember that.
Well, you remember. He solicited a policeman in a bathroom in a Minneapolis airport.
Oh, that guy!
Yeah, well, you know, now that's a senator.
Yeah, that's right, okay.
And he actually tried to keep it covered up, and he flew up there, and he pleaded guilty, thinking that it would somehow be, you know, he would get some special deal and no one would ever know about it. Well, you know, didn't work out that way.
That's too bad, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I don't understand why these people do the things they do, but, you know, what can we say? Does power corrupt? Absolutely. Maybe.
Well, you know what? In fact, I had a discussion with somebody. You think 50% of America does this kind of stuff?
I don't. I think very, very few people do this kind of stuff.
No, I just believe just the opposite. I think everyone's doing this kind of stuff.
Well, I've never done it. I've never sent my pictures of my junk online. Come on here. I've never done it. I'm pretty open sexually. I mean, you know, or at least I used to be. But anyway, now I'm like gay, you know.
I want you to think back. Let's just go back to Crystal Beach.
Well, you know, I mean.
Now, if all these things have been available.
Okay. Well, now we're.
Flying everywhere.
Yes, and we are aware that some people did things, and there are photos and whatnot, but.
That was hard.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
You just come out of your pocket and snap away.
But you know, have you seen photos of Wiener's wife? I mean, they've only been married like about a year.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I think
they've been dating for a while, but, you know.
Yeah, honey.
But, I mean, they were dating, you know, for some years before they got married. But the thing is that, you know, I look at his wife, and then I'm thinking, if you got that, why are you doing this? It doesn't make sense. Unless he did this when he was in D.C. and she was in New York, I don't know, but still, it's crazy. I mean, there's no other word for that. You know.
I didn't realize he had a wife.
Oh yeah, she's a beautiful woman. I mean, really beautiful.
How old is Representative Wiener?
What's that?
How old is Anthony Wiener?
I think he's maybe around 50.
You think, you know, he's that old?
Or late 40s, somewhere in there.
Well, I'll see what the Post has to say about that. Here's my genitals. It's a nice headline.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay, what is that? Interesting question. I don't care about how his wife looks. So much of what happens online is done with casual. So much of what happens in the real world is through the end of casual. We stumble through saying things we don't mean to the people, barely know, endlessly backtrack.
Yeah. Well, okay. There is, let's say, we'll call it a historic tradition. Okay. During the Lenten season, you know, we have our the Mardi Gras, right? And some people just celebrate one or two nights, and other people in Germany, anyway, they did like 12 nights of Mardi Gras.
Or some people do it 365 days a year.
Well, some do. But anyway, here's
an interesting thing from the Post article. Objectively speaking, what Representative Wiener did wasn't so different from married men who on their way home stop at a bar for a drink and flirt.
What I was trying to say about historic traditions. Okay.
There's one night
during the Lenten carnival called Mask Night. And when you go out and you wear a mask and you leave your wedding ring at home. And you have one night with your mask on, which assures anonymity, right? and you get to do whatever you want with whomever. And this is a European tradition. It's been there for centuries.
Well,
and it's
okay.
There's no condemnation from the church. I mean, they just let this thing happen, you know. But there's some similarity there, is what I'm trying to say.
Right, but I mean, there goes on some stuff here. The real world, however, does not come with screen captured evidence. Well, online is not. And lives are consisted into a series of screen grabs, profile pictures, likes and dislikes. Personalities are distilled to lists.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the confusion comes when we mistake people for the shorthand social networked versions of themselves, when we assume we can read someone based on their curated Facebook profile, or when we cannot decide, as many online commenters could not Tuesday, whether Anthony Weiner was unfaithful to his wife. His typings were unfaithful, but his guy parts weren't.
Okay, well, no, that all of that was not on Facebook. It was on Twitter.
We treat our virtual lives as if they have the same meaning, depth, and repercussions as our online lives.
Well, you should, yeah.
It's total impulse. But there's a difference. Having a Facebook friend is not the same as having a friend. Tweeting a politically charged hashtag is not the same as being an activist. And sexting is not the same as having sex.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, I think the virtual world is simply there's no comparison between the virtual world and the real world. I mean, look at I don't know if you're familiar with Second Life.
I know Second Life very well.
Right. Well, you know what people do there with their virtual people or avatars. You know,
the world is an avatar.
I mean, they do anything, anywhere, anytime. You know, I mean, it's craziness.
Well, I actually haven't been to that part of Second Life. In his excruciating Monday news conference, Weiner described his texting partners as women I've met online.
Mm.
Later, in the same session, he said, to be clear, I have never met any of these women. Was that a contradiction? Yes and no. He has met these women online, which means that he simultaneously knew them very well and not at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, if you want to go that route, I mean, you know, that's the sort of path that a journalist will take. Well, he knew them, but he didn't know them, you know, and get into some sort of, I don't know what the hell to call it. I don't know. Maybe, you know, it's a self-publishing.
I think the difference being someone who actually, you know, spends a lot of time online. I think it's very different than reality.
Yeah, well, I mean, in my Facebook account, I have my real family and my real friends. And I talk to them as I am. And then I have people that are in my mafia, in my games, or whatever. And we communicate on a different level. But at the same time, there are people I talk to about cats, gardening, politics, and we talk at a real level as well. I would talk to them exactly the same way. I rarely talk. I might make a joke occasionally that could be sexually oriented, but even that, it's not fake. I don't need anonymity to tell the joke, you know. It may not be a joke I'll tell to my mother, but my mother's not online, so that's not a problem.
I continually go back to, maybe it's because of my age, to Crystal Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Things we did at Crystal Beach, which is so different from what you did every day in the week.
Yeah, I understand that those 2.5 days or whatever, that weekend, was different. We all behaved differently. But we were under the influence of various substances, mostly beer, but, you know.
I know.
And you did have people who came up there just to totally let loose. And it could be a carload of nurses or whatever, and they just decided they were going to come up there and just do whatever they wanted to do. And like Las Vegas, what happens here stays here. Well, not always.
Yeah. And what happens online should stay online, because it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, well, if he wanted to do that kind of thing, maybe he should have gotten an account with one of these social networks that specialize in that kind of stuff. And he could have been anonymous if that's what he wanted to do.
I guess, but you know, when you went up to Canada, you didn't your name.
Well, you didn't make up a fake name, did you? I never did.
Oh,
why?
Exactly. So why did you do it online?
But online, let's face it. In his case, he's got a lot to hide. He's a congressman. He's married. I mean, you know, all of that. I think I would want him out of there just on the basis of just a lack of sense, judgment. You know, he's not my congressman, but you know, I don't want you in there anymore. I mean, for me, that tells me that you know, you don't have it. You aren't serious.
I want to know what that guy out of New York's 10th, my district, or the district by place is in. He resigned immediately over a picture with Murdoch.
What the
hell was going on?
Yeah, I mean, that was a very seemed like a fairly harmless event. But, of course, it was a big surprise to his wife. So, I think, there was some influence there. But I don't know. I mean, if he wants to hang around in Congress, he can do so, but he's not going to be very effective. From now on, he's not going to be the go-to guy, you know, for MSNBC or CNN.
Hey, while I got a minute here, let's drop everything. You know, I just wanted you to know, Blog Talk Radio, very interestingly, through the only song they've allowed me to keep on the thing is the song I got from Jamindo, the Podsafe song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the other ones suddenly disappeared. And for whatever reason, it just dawned on me. But anyway, this was a great discussion. The half-hour shows will come to an end in July. I have decided that I haven't decided 100% yet. I'm counting on finding a job. Mm. And that will allow me to take the show premium, as they call it. But until then, this is Norm at Night. I'm really very tired, and I'm going to bed. I've enjoyed this half hour. That was a great discussion about the difference between real and virtual, and maybe we'll continue this next week with Representative Wiener, whatever his name is.
He pronounces it Wiener.
Taylor, you know, Mikey Malecki, I don't know. But this is Norman Knight saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, man, you take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
All right.